Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I love being on the air, especially when I have interesting guests. And as most of my regular listeners know, I'm an author, so it always impresses me when I cross paths with some other authors who have some really great books out there that we just really need to know about. And I would hope that the listeners will support the local authors that I'm interviewing because, again, we need to read, we need to be inspired, we need to be joyful. Now, before we jump into the show, I do always remind people that the shows are recorded and available for replay shortly after the show. And then I also announce our airtime sponsor, and today that is Ginny Robertson, LLC, and that's G-I-N-N-Y, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, LLC. Ginny is a limited organization. She actually hosts a in-person networking organization as well as an online networking organization, and she also publishes a magazine. Check out GinnyRobertson.com. Ginny strives to give women a safe place from which they can discover and explore their gifts. They can experiment with their ideas and their businesses. They can create community, help others, and achieve a self-defined success. Ginny has here in Maryland about 8 or 9 connections over coffee meetings throughout the state. She goes as far west as Frederick, as far south where she actually dips into Virginia, and then she goes to Bel Air in the Far East and even Havity Grace in the Far East. So she does cover pretty much all of the corners of the state and all in between. So if you're interested and you're here locally, check out GinnyRobertson.com for all the local meetings. Check out Facebook for her On Purpose Woman community. She is now having virtual meetings. I believe the first one was just recently, where you can go online and meet other interesting entrepreneurs. So check it out. See what might fit into your life or the lives of the women that you know. Ginny is also going to be hosting her annual conference this October, and as I'm sitting here looking, I'm not seeing the date, but I'm pretty sure it's the end of October. But there will be more information on her website about that. So let's jump into the show. I have author Joy Resser online. She inspires love, peace, and joy through her presence and her offerings. Her books arrive through her heart and hands to inspire readers. The first two books are Joy, Go in Joy, an Alphabetical Adventure, which is a collection of questions, essays, and poems that calls readers to deeper joy and to more deeply love life. Her second book is Go in Joy, Venture to Your Center, Journaling Prompts to Enliven Your Joy. Both books just caught my eye, and I just could not wait to talk with Joy Resser about her writing, how she does it, why she does it, and all that good stuff, because I just am blown away when I saw her books come up on my Facebook page. So hello, Joy. How are you? You're live on the air with Anna's Journey here with Anna Renault.
Good morning, Anna. I am doing very well. And how about yourself?
That's a long story that we won't go into today, but I'm here, I'm up, and I'm doing what I love to do, and that primarily is talk. I can talk even when I'm not feeling well, which is one of the reasons I started a radio show, because I figured so long as I could talk, I could do something, and so far, mm-hmm. So good. I'm actually getting ready to celebrate next week being on the air for 6 years. So I think I've touched a few people, and hopefully today's show about your books will also touch a lot of people because, like I just said, when they popped up on my Facebook page, and I'm not sure which page they popped up on first. I think we were on an Inspire networking page with Catherine Yarborough, and I see this book about joy. Joy and I go way back because I've been dealing with cancer now off and on for 40 years. And without joy, I wouldn't be here. It really has helped to feed my soul. So your name is Joy. Your books are about joy. Your business is Joy on Your Shoulders. I mean, it just called my name and said, you need to meet this woman. You need to talk with this woman. So here we are. We're going to be doing this nice interview so that people will also have some of that joy in their life today. So before we get too far into the books, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Anna. Well, my given name is Joy, and I say that it is a name that I have been led to heal into. So that in that family growing up, my joy was squashed. But this version of joy, that how I have been led to healers and through synchronicities and more and more and more to remove the angst in me, the fear in me, everything in me to allow me to be a very clear channel for joy. So that today, who I am is just the most grateful person. I don't even know what a bad day is. I love life. I am present. So much of my day, if I am with a person, I am there. My mind isn't also somewhere else.
And that's really good to hear. I was actually at a restaurant yesterday, and it was so sad as I left my table to go to the restroom. I passed four tables, two people at each table. In some cases, it looked like a husband and wife. Sometimes it looked like two friends. Everybody was on their cell phone. Nobody was talking to each other. And it's like, you're sitting at a table together, people. Put the phone away. I could not believe that many people out of, I think I walked past six tables, four of them, everybody was on their cell phone instead of present and talking to the person across the table from them. It's like, get a life. You're there. Meet the person across from you. Talk to them. You know, have a conversation. And be real, you know. And it's so sad because I really think it's an addiction that is definitely out of hand. But what kind of joy is it? You're going to go home from the restaurant and you're going to be able to say you ate whatever you ate. But what else did you do? Played on your phone? You know, I mean, you can do that anytime. If this person across the table is giving you their presence, be there for them. So to hear you say that when you're with somebody and you're present, that is an awesome statement in 2017. And I thank you for that because we need more of that. We really do. So you said your joy was squashed, but you have found your joy. I love the word gratitude because I think that fits right in with joy. So how did you get into the idea that you were going to write a book?
Let's see. Well, a couple of things are that answer has a couple of parts, Anna. In my 30s, I received memories that of something I was holding on to every morning when I woke up as a child. And what that memory came back to me was that I was holding on to that I would write something that would add to the peace in the world. And I have been a writer. I have been writing earlier than my throat chakra cleared, earlier than I had a voice, earlier than I felt confident to be on a phone call as this one and think on my feet. But writing has been such a part of me. Now, the way the first book came, well, my husband moved me basically from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, to the mountains of Western North Carolina. A year later, he became honest that he hadn't been living an honest life with me. So we separated and divorced. My friends in Ohio all said, and then they saw me changing and growing and changing, they said, Joy, you need to write your memoir. And I tried a couple of different times, maybe in 2009, 2010, but I was tired of my own story on page 23. So I just put it aside, and I was followed calls within me to become a spiritual director, to become a hospice volunteer. I just lived life. And then when I felt that my post-divorce partner, Ben, and I didn't belong together anymore, I said that to him over dinner. I'm not sure we belong together. And he said, Joy, I've been feeling it. We don't. And this is because as I kept growing and changing, my vibration got higher and higher. And Ben, bless his dear, kind soul, is a beautiful man with a very low vibration. So he had come into my life pretty soon after my divorce. The next day, he said, instead of you moving out, what if I move to the lower level of our house and we can continue to share the rent? I told him that I would try it. And what happened, Anna and listeners, is that when he took his chaos of papers and clothes out of our master bedroom, it wasn't very soon after that I was breathing into my connection to everything I don't see. And I was awakened before my normal hour of how I had been waking. And I was given the title and structure of that first book. And felt like a divine assignment. Joy, write. Go enjoy an alphabetical adventure. Use the lessons of your life to inspire your readers. And what that gave, I just got goosebumps because it became not so much about my journey, but instead using my journey in a way that I could encourage other people to live into their own joy, their own loving their life, you know?
I do know, actually, because your journey and mine have some parallels in that I was told by a number of people for a number of years that I should write my story, that it would help other people, that it would inspire people and encourage people, and I'm saying, yeah, right. And like you said, by the time you get to page 20, page 30, you don't want to hear your story anymore. You're done with your story. However, in 2010, some other things happened, and a friend of mine said, I can make this happen. We can make this a book. And he actually ticked off on his fingers ideas of what would be the first 10 chapters. And the book happened. I mean, it was like the time was right. And when you get that wake-up moment and it comes into your heart, now's the time, and here's your story, here's your title, you got to do it. You just can't ignore that. It's real.
Total,
it's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's so, yeah, and I love how it happened, that when I run into people who it comes up in conversation, oh, you wrote a book, that they say, it must have been so hard. And I just smile, because I smile more easily than any other way that my face, you know, goes. And I say, well, thank you, but actually my writing process is different, because I never try to write anything anymore. I am so aligned with my soul's purpose to inspire joy that I allow what is asking to be written to come through. And that process is joyful, effortless. It's a meant to be, you know?
Right. And that's the bottom line. It's meant to be. I actually, when I was at the restaurant yesterday, there were actually six of us who are part of a small writers group. Three of us have published. The other three are still struggling. But when the time is right, it will happen. The writer's block will go away. The muse will flow. Whatever title, whatever words you want to use, when the writing is there, when the story is there in your heart, it will come out. Now, it's also ironic that the three of us who have published are totally different. One is a how-to book. One is about a fictional little dog that is actually the business's PR manager, you know, this fictional little doll of a dog, because it happens to be a dog business, so it works out perfectly. And then mine, I have my autobiographies, I have my children's books, I have all kinds of things. But when each book came out, the time was right. The story was there. It was just a matter of sitting down and putting it on paper. And sometimes I do pen and paper, and sometimes I do the laptop, the computer thing. When the story is there, it just needs to be put out there. And to me, that's a true writer, and it just really works well. Now, you also mentioned when you sent me your little bio, besides the fact that you love life, which I also love, and the fact that you write books, which I love, you say you serve clients. So, and you're a spiritual mentor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Anna. I years and years ago, when I was in my perfectionism and highly controlling and judgmental and that, stuck in my ego place, a lovely friend said to me, you may want to call Nancy. It took me a while to call her, but I finally did, and I finally went. Turns out that she was a spiritual director, and being in her presence was such a balm to who I was. She really didn't need to say much, and I think that woman only asked me ever two questions. What are you afraid of? And where is God in this? But those two questions were exactly what I needed in that process, that journey with Nancy. And then when my husband and I moved to the mountains of Western North Carolina, about a month before we moved, I felt a knowing inside me, a call to become a spiritual director, a spiritual mentor. And after I moved here, I have lived in synchronicity for so long. I love synchronicity. It brings me such joy and that mystery. So when I moved here, I was here about 2.5 weeks. and I received an email from a girlfriend in Ohio telling me about a spiritual direction training program. Okay. Now, I had not told her about the call inside me. So this synchronicity was so beautiful because her showing me that program was 25 minutes from where I now lived in North Carolina. And when I looked it up, everything about it gave me goosebumps. It resonated with who I am, my interest in dreams and psychology and Celtic spirituality and everything that program had. It was just meant for me. So I was able in time to do that program, which was an 18-month program. I actually entered the program after my separation when I didn't have a television, when I gave up television and became a much more contemplative person. And then I serve not so far, not actually that many people one-on-one. The thing is, I am amazingly good at serving clients. They change and grow very swiftly for being with me. And I don't attract very many of them. And I think it's also because when I had an astrology reading a number of years ago, the woman said, "Joy, you are not meant to serve one-on-one. You are meant to have a very large impact for Joy." And the thing is, it's up to, divinity is using me and leading me in all the ways that I am to serve, so that time will tell how many clients I serve one-on-one, how many books I write, where I speak, where I shine, it's all unfolding.
And there again, it just, when the time is right, those things just tend to match up with you. The friend who sent you the message at just the right time, in just the right place. I mean, the Lord puts on our path the people and the things that we need when we need them. It's there for us. We don't always recognize it. We definitely don't always recognize it. There are times where we really push it away and ignore it, but it's there. And when we allow the door to open, marvelous things happen. And as you say, you're meant to do this massive impact as opposed to one-on-one. Books do that. Think about the number of people that see just the cover of your book, whether it pops up on Facebook like it did for me, or whether it pops up on Amazon.com or some other website. Just people seeing the title about Joy, it has an immediate impact. Even if they don't open the book, an immediate impact. Then those that do buy the book, that do open the book, that get into the whole Joy movement, I know they have to share it with others, whether it's one-on-one or, with people at work or with their families. It immediately starts spreading. Joy is not something we can keep to ourselves. It just emanates out of us once we've got it. So that reading was extremely, I don't know what word we want to use, but fortuitous. I mean, it was meant to be. It was there, and it was honest, and it was correct. And it's being played out now. I mean, you're there. You're doing it, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes, and that's very goosebumpy for me, because It's so true, because my joy, you know, I was shy, I was hiding, I was tucked into myself until I was led to be the more, to be who I am. And this being humbly, happily, joyfully who I am loving this path. And I mean, my third, we talked about my first book, but then there's my second, there's my third and fourth that aren't in the world exactly yet in published form, but I know the impact is growing. My impact to bring joy is growing. I am so grateful, so just again, humbly happy.
You talked about your first book just a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about first and second book before we jump to number 3 and 4.
Thank you, Anna. Well, first book, Go Enjoy, an Alphabetical Adventure, which came to me to use the lessons of my life to inspire readers. I imagined that one reader who had been me, who had been so tucked inside herself, who had been so wounded as a child. I think this is who I was really writing to. And what I know is that even rather healed people have felt the power and the inspiration of this book. You know, I don't ask people for reviews, but this book already has 11 5-star reviews on Amazon. And I had the reader say, "This needs to be an Oprah book." And I just smiled and I said, well, I said, it was someone I met, and she said, "My mother said this book needs to be an Oprah book." And I said, "Well, thank you. And please tell your mother to let Oprah know."
Because, exactly.
You know, that is not mine to understand or anyway. And then, so that has been blessing. It came in the world in 2015, and I've had fun in book signings with it. And when I go to events with my batik wares that are also part of my path and my books, that book continues. And I love what you said about the cover, Anna, because there are people who, of course, I have no idea how much impact I am really having by being me, but the people that say to me, "I'm not much of a reader, but I really just want the energy and the vibrancy and the radiance that I feel from your book, I want it in my house."
Yep.
So, you know, those are the people that buy it to just have it. There is an energy in it. And then the second book, I love how this came to. I was brushing my teeth, getting ready to go to lead a journaling class based on my first book, so that it was an alphabetical journaling class where I gave prompts to the students. And as I was getting ready, I heard a voice say, "How can you reach more people?" And I said, "Thank you. That's a great question. And I can't think about it now. I'm going to be late for class." And I got ready. I grabbed my stuff. I drove to class. A class of two women. And the one woman looked right into my eyes and she said, "Joy, I don't think you have any idea how valuable your journaling prompts are. I am growing and changing so much because of this class." And when she said it, it was as if I got hit in the chest with an inspiration bomb from divinity, because I felt like, as you might understand, it felt like the answer to the question that I had been asked in the bathroom. And then what happened is those next 2 weeks in May of 2016 were very busy in my life of running here and running there. But every time that I was home, there was no stronger desire in me than to be on my computer and allow these powerful, playful journaling prompts to come through for this second book, Venture to Your Center, Journaling Prompts to Inspire Your Joy.
Also very interesting, because one of the ladies that I just mentioned that has this little doll that she made of this little dog, she gets a lot of her inspirations when she's in the shower. She said, "Look out, Jane's taking a shower, another idea will come through, another prompt will come through," and you know, and I've had the same situation. It seems like when I take a bath and I just sit there and I relax in the water where I mix in the Epsom salts and I just allow my achy body to, you know, get a little more relaxed and a little less achy and whatever, the ideas just flow. I don't know. Is it something with the bathroom between all of us writers? I mean, it just seems so strange, but it works. But it works.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. We get the message and we act upon it. We really let the door open and then we do it. And it's really, I think, our gift. I mean, we've been given the talent to write and we've been given the gift to recognize that we need to get these messages out there, whatever they might be. In Jane's case, it really is pushing responsible dog ownership, responsible pet ownership for young children especially, healthy eating for our pets. They impact our lives so much, and yet for so many people, we just take them for granted. And yet, you know, we really need to take care of them. And so she's on a mission. And then the same way with my friend Sandy that did the how-to book. She has had an online business for something like 15 years, and she's written all these tips and helpful hints and all this stuff. And now she's retiring, and it's like, well, what are you going to do with all this cadre of hints and tips and whatever? Put them in a book and share them. Get it out there. Don't, you know, let them die with the business when you retire. So she did. She wrote a book. And, you know, the information is there. It's something that feeds our soul, feeds our passion, and it's just absolutely awesome. You know, I was looking at your LinkedIn page. You know, it says you're a book author and you're a minister and you're a spiritual worker and you inspire peace and joy. I mean, you are a very busy lady on top of volunteering, which is another thing that amazes me with the folks that I tend to hang out with. You know, Jane volunteers with Dog Rescue and a couple of other groups, and Sandy does the same thing with a couple of groups. When do we ever find time to just sleep? It is amazing what we manage to do, but this is our journey. This is what we were meant to do. So people can find your book, I believe. I found them on Amazon. Is there any place else? How else can people find your books? And repeat the titles again.
Thank you, Anna. Yes, Go Enjoy an Alphabetical Adventure and Go Enjoy Venture to Your Center are available on Amazon, also on Barnes & Noble online and also through my website, which is joyonyourshoulders.com.
And your website again, joy?
Onyourshoulders.com.
That is awesome. I like that. And I like the fact that the J-O-Y-S just happens to fit the word joys. That is just fantastic. Now, was that a business name that just came to you, or did you work a little bit to figure that one out?
Yeah, exactly.
I
think that I am a highly inspired person, so that, yes, that was given to me, and it was, oh, and there's a, do we have time for a quick anecdote about J-O-Y-S?
Yes.
Thank you, Anna. So when that, years before I knew that the business name was J-O-Y-S, Joy on Your Shoulders, I had been given a creative idea to create what I call Radiant Creations, stoles to wear or to drape or to put on an altar that are beautiful and have positive messages. And when that idea knocked on my gut for many, many years until I was healed enough into who I was to birth it. So when I was ready to birth the Radiant Creations, I was living in North Carolina. I was separated from my husband. And I opened the newspaper that came twice a week, and I jumped back because there was Joy's Specialty Sewing Service.
Oh, wow.
I know. And a woman named Joy in my town, who was the woman who, after all those years, was able to take the idea I had been given and to sew, because I was given an idea that that involves sewing, but I don't sew. So, you know, how we can be given ideas, but we don't have to understand how it's going to happen.
I have the same problem with illustrating the books or taking the pictures. That is not me. Give me the words. I can do the words. It's the other part of the book that I just need that extra pair of hands to do the other piece. And again, the right people are put on our path at the right time to make it happen. It is just absolutely awesome. Now, on your website, is there a place for people to contact you?
There is. There's a contact page. There's an invitation to sign up for the monthly inspiring newsletter that I put out. Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, I really do thank you for giving part of your morning to us here on Anna's Journey, because, again, I know that joy resonates in people's hearts, and I am willing to bet that we've put a little bit more joy in somebody's life today. And when they look up your books on Amazon, just seeing the cover and the colorfulness, it's going to bring joy. And then the people who actually buy the book and delve into it, it's going to impact them. And the fact that you've given these writing prompts, it's become a pretty big deal recently. Mental health people have been doing it for years. It's become a big deal more recently in cancer circles. It's a big deal. People need to sit down and really look at their life. Write down some of your memories. I did a mother's book for Mother's Day, I guess that was last year, where people can actually write in the book and then give the book to their mother, their earliest memory, their funniest memory. I mean, these are things that mothers treasure. They want that kind of stuff, I think, more than they need a new blouse or a new whatever. They really appreciate the time, the effort, the memories, the connection. And it just makes life just so much more joyful. I don't know how else to put it. That's, you know, the bottom line. And that's, I think, the quality of life that we should all be striving for. I will probably be asking you to come back again, especially since we didn't get a chance to talk about book 3 and 4 that apparently are on your to-do list. But the computer is already telling me we're going to be running out of time. It never ceases to amaze me how quick these shows go, because it just doesn't seem like it's possible that we've been on the air for a half an hour, or a little bit more, actually. So thank you so much for all the joy that you have brought to us this morning and for sharing part of your journey with us. I will be getting back in touch with you. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Anna. Have a great
You're
day,
welcome.
Too.
You take care. We have been
you
talking
too.
With Joy Rezer. We have enjoyed hearing about her journey, how things have just meshed at the right time with the right people in the right place, the fact that her business is called Joy on Your Shoulders, and the initials are J-O-Y-S. How awesome is that? And she does do, I call it Batik, B-A-T-I-K, where she actually does the wares with cotton and these things that you can, you know, scarves and things that you can put on. Check out her website. It really is a nice place to visit. Also, look up Amazon.com. She has 2 books that are out there now. She just mentioned that there will be 2 more coming. And I am sure that I am going to be keeping in touch with Joy, because her message and mine certainly do cross paths, and it is fantastic. We need more positivity in our lives. We need to be more present with each other. If you are going out, especially to a restaurant, talk to the person you're with. Put the phone away. I really was upset when I crossed paths with those folks at the restaurant just this weekend, where they were just ignoring the person sitting across from them. It just is amazing. We miss so much of joyful life and quality of life. Remember, my airtime sponsor is Ginny Robertson, LLC. She has an online community on Facebook, On Purpose Woman Community. She also has a membership organization, and they have face-to-face meetings all around Maryland, one in Virginia. And certainly, Ginny strives to give people, women, a safe place from which they can discover and explore their gifts, experiment with self and ideas, create wonderful communities, help others, and achieve a self-defined success. She invites and encourages women to show up real and stand in their power. Ginny is absolutely an awesome, fantastic speaker. So if you're looking for a fantastic female keynote speaker, Ginny Robertson easily fill that spot. She also does the Connections Over Coffee meetings here in Maryland. She does seminars and workshops. I know she has one coming up on procrastination. And she also publishes On Purpose Woman magazine 4 times a year. So check out JinnyRobertson.com. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be on the air again on Wednesday interviewing Joy Fisher about networking. I will be on the air on Thursday, I believe it is, with MedStar Health about a cancer topic. And on Friday, I will be talking with Deidre about some of the dangers that women are facing with the personal hygiene products that we use, such as Kotex and tampons and things, and the dangers that they have been causing women for so many years. Thanks a lot. Check out AnnaRenault.com. And certainly feel free to share the link to this show with any of the other folks that you want to include a little bit of joy in their life. Take care and have a great day.